So it's time to give a shout out to the people who make these episodes possible. Let's give a shout out to Not Your Ordinary Films, bringing some of the best web series that you can see on YouTube. Definitely check out their show, This Can Be Life. And if you're into comic books, you're into superheroes and kicking ass and taking names kind of thing, definitely check out their show, Not Your Ordinary Black Girls. There's two shows you don't want to miss, for sure. Check them out on YouTube. Definitely look them up on Facebook. And binge watch. That's the best thing you could do all weekend, besides listening to the podcast. So, yeah. Definitely want to give a shout out to the best clothing line out there right now, House of Hooligans, where you can get all your hooligan apparel for the casual look, for your semi-formal look, for your sports athletic look. House of Hooligans got you hooked up all the way. Definitely check them out on Instagram, check them out on Facebook, check them out on Twitter for all the hookups and for special codes when you see them at the pop-up shops. So, with that being said, in this whole art fashion of everything, definitely check out Kia Wood's art and get your house hooked up. So, because your house could be super fresh with cool paintings on the wall and all type of art in your house, because your house probably looks boring as hell right now. So definitely hit up Kia Wood's art and get hooked up so your house will look all raggedy rag. Look her up on Facebook, look her up on Instagram, look her up on Twitter, and all your social media places. Definitely look all these amazing people up and all these great people who make this episode possible. So, with that being said, let's get to the episode. You feeling lazy? You just feeling out of shape?
That'll be dope.
All right. So, we're having a conversation about, should you raise your kids in the decade that you were raised in, or raise them in decades and time that you feel would be, I guess, would teach them better to be better humans, I guess. So
the only way to teach them to be better humans is raising them in all of those decades. Like, you gotta show them all that shit.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, I think that I think as far as music wise and shit, I think that I personally would raise my kids in the 70s and 90s as far as music goes.
Yeah.
And then as far as,
are you talking about like exposing them to that type of music?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like exposing them, raising them on that type of music.
Yeah.
Versus like at a young age versus like letting them listen to new bullshit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And them being raised on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I would probably raise them in, as far as, I don't know, I guess art-wise and shit, I would say I'll probably raise them in the 80s, as far as art goes.
See, with art, like with that, I like all types of art from all different eras, except like like 18th century art or something, because all of this shit was like pornographic.
Like, and everybody had small dicks.
Yeah.
Couldn't,
and I didn't.
Realistic.
Soft dicks. What, the, all the little paint, the little Renaissance paintings and shit?
Yeah,
everybody's skin did look soft as hell in those pictures.
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
They were just catching them in the natural element.
It's, all of those paintings were weird.
Yeah.
I went.
Definitely weird. I mean, shit was going on back then.
I mean, if my kid got into that type of art on their own, then I'd be like, alright, cool. But I wouldn't want to, because it's just porn in my opinion.
This is like, this is our proper porn.
Yeah,
here.
Like, that's like,
and look at these small balls and penises.
Like, you got so many other statues and paintings you can show them.
Well, yeah,
besides, like,
of course,
who was some of those people that,
unless you're like a
shit,
naturalist type of parent or some shit, and you're like, this is natural, you know, blah, whatever type of
like
shit.
That damn lady that, like, was on TV that bathed with her two kids and her husband.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's fucking,
what's
that? That's either weird or being extremely fucking cheap and not wanting to spend
that
money.
She was an actress.
Okay, well,
she was
just extra as hell.
Yeah, she was just weird. She was like, and she was pregnant at the time. She had her two kids and her husband all in the shower.
Nope. That's some weird shit.
I forgot
going
the lady's name, but you've seen her in a movie like before. I just don't remember her damn name.
I'm glad I don't know it right now.
She had a whole TV show. That was like, Like, after that, like, she had, like, two seasons of her little reality show. And that shit was on the second season. I guess that was too much, because they didn't give her a third one.
Yeah, they probably was like, yeah, a little extra for us.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that era of art, I definitely probably wouldn't teach my kids that unless this... I'd probably just let them find that kind of shit on their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like... I don't know, I guess I was thinking too, if I was gonna, I would raise my kids in the understanding of logic, and I would say probably, I would say fucking morals, somewhat morals.
You would have
I would to. Say the fucking 90s.
You would have to, because the school ain't gonna teach them that shit.
Oh, no.
School gonna show them a bunch of damn lies.
Oh,
so,
yeah, for sure.
Damn, what era do you think was the most morally sound era?
Morally, if you take away the fucking,
I'd say the 70s.
80s. No, if you were to take
the 80s, the 70s,
the crack era.
No,
that was
80s. Were full of drugs.
The freaking crack.
No, it wasn't. The 70s was acid and weed.
Yeah, everybody wanted acid and weed.
The 80s
people were like, let's do cocaine. Yeah, let's fucked up.
Yeah, let's go to Korea, the Korean War and all that shit, Vietnam War, all that shit was in the 80s.
Right. And then the late 80s, they were like...
I want to stay away from the 80s as much as possible.
Right. They're like, yeah, I would definitely, when it comes to... Because every
unless you want to teach your kids, like, to have, like... All right, now, if you want to recognize bullshit from down the street, like...
Oh, yeah.
The 80s, like, because there was so many full of shit-ass people popping out in the 80s.
Well, yeah. And then, I guess as far as that goes, as far as... You know, every kid's going to run into, like, the drug thing at one point in time. I would definitely probably teach them the drug era of the 80s, because I would be like, you know what? The 80s was a fucked up time.
Yeah.
Like, people was out here on hard drugs. Yeah. Hard drugs equal 80s.
Yeah.
Okay? Safe drugs equal 70s. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of how you kind of somewhere break it down as far as that goes. Because
even if you meet people...
Morally sound would be like the...
90s?
60s.
Well, no, because
hell
really,
no, racism?
Well, no, I'm saying if you were to take away the only decade...
everybody was proper, though.
Well, I would say each decade, definitely, there's something in each decade that's either a silver lining or either a fucking just straight up atrocious type of thing. But each decade has this one great thing about it.
Yeah.
But I guess I would say the morally sound... take away the racism and the bullshit like that, I would say probably the 50s. I would say the 50s probably was like the purest time, I guess, in history, because people were somewhat kind of being cool.
But I feel like people were still fucking their brothers and sisters behind closed doors.
Maybe in white culture and black culture, I don't think that shit was going down. I don't think it was happening.
No, not in black culture.
Yeah, definitely
all that
not.
Stuff was all hush, but...
Not in black culture.
Yeah, not in black culture. Because there would be too many of us around here with flippers and
yeah.
Small Renaissance dicks. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like,
what's a flipper?
A dolphin flipper, like, from fucking your sister and shit. Like...
Yeah, that's where the deformity shit. Like, they said that's where, like, cleft lips and all that shit.
Yeah,
they said, like, that meet, like, somewhere down in your family line is some incest going on.
Yeah.
So, any nigga that's ever hated on me, they got somebody in their family with cleft lip or powder or some shit in their head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm trying to think.
That.
Is it? Huh? I mean, no, the person with it can't help it, but they said that's a sign of that is some incest somewhere down in your family line. Not just that, but like it's a bunch like that.
Anything,
and
deformity.
Yeah.
Except for allergies.
Yeah, not like physical ones.
Yeah.
Like just you like two dogs, like if sibling dogs like have puppies, one of the puppies gonna be crazy as fuck.
Yeah, right.
Like have a bunch of retarded dogs.
Exactly. So like I mean yeah. So
damn, I don't know which one was.
The 50s.
Well, it had to be out of the 50s and 60s then, because if you think about it. Because like she said.
I feel like the 60s is safe. Nobody's doing drugs. Everybody's in the house making dinner and do what they're supposed to do.
I think the 60s was just the time.
That's when the biscuits was getting made out of stick to you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying the 60s was like a riot time, though.
Yeah, because people knew what they what. I mean, because people knew what. Like what, like basic human rights was, yeah. And they weren't getting that shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
basing it on morals, not like things that are of the times. I understand.
Well, I'm saying,
we're talking about their morals, as far as like they should have morals towards any person, no matter their skin tone.
Yeah.
Well, as far as, like I said,
everybody was doing it, and then like there was laws against it.
Well, then, well it would be the, it definitely wouldn't be the 90s.
Yeah. Well, the 90s brought you basically like the 90s brought you understanding, yeah. And it was like because people kind of were starting to understand each other and kind of getting past the whole like epicenter of racial tension somewhat.
Where then came the diseases.
But yeah, morals were actually out of whack because a lot of people had children at young ages at that time.
You're right, because of them damn druggies in the 80s.
That was the 60s brought along the... No, the 70s brought along with the baby boomers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The fucking 80s brought along the test tube babies and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's where they came from.
Now I really want to know what's the most morally sound like.
Definitely ain't the fucking 2000s.
Hell no, it's not the 2000s.
I can tell you that.
Niggas still getting lied to.
I mean, really, I guess
it's out of the 50s and 60s.
At the 60s, you know, we had electricity and all that other stuff. Well, let's just call it the 60s, because everything before that, they, you know, they were like,
that might be why they had good morals back then.
Let's not use deodorant.
That might be why they had good morals, though, since they didn't have all this other technology and shit to rely on.
Yeah, because, I mean...
I just feel like it made life more comfortable and there was no excuse. You know? I don't know.
Because, I don't know.
They had
vacuums, it couldn't
so
been
the carpet was constantly vacuumed.
The 70s...
Oh, my God. You talking about the housewife era?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, the 60s, they was not having that shit in the 60s. No housewife era. The 50s was the end of, like, the housewife times. Because, know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying, because the 60s brought along women's rights and everything like that. Like, the whole shout for women's rights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that probably was fucking up a lot of marriages.
And so, the 60s, because the 50s, you think about the 50s, if you think about the 50s, morally, it was like, yeah, you could go outside and play in the street and do all kinds of shit.
So the
and
60s would be good because they already passed that law. Women are comfortable and they're still, you know, doing what they're supposed to do.
But like I said, though, the 60s was a time of riots because women wasn't having it. Minorities wasn't for the bullshit.
Congratulations, like, they got it.
But what I'm saying is they got it, but it wasn't worth shit. Is what I'm saying. It's kind of like when they abolished slavery. It's like, yay, we free. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? So it was like women got rights, but it was like they still couldn't do shit.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So it was like they were still pissed off. Minorities were free to do shit, but there's still segregation and shit going on. So it's like,
you ain't slaves, but you can't vote.
Yeah, you can't use the same bathroom, can't eat in here. So it's like they were pissed off and shit like that. You know, the other minorities over here getting treated like shit, they mad.
Bro, this probably, honestly, you know what I mean? Think like, it's the best question that you asked on this shit.
I do too. I feel like, because it's like, I don't know. I was thinking about this shit the other day, and I was like, there's so many decades that you could either learn from, you know what I'm saying, and take from. Because like I said, each decade had its pros and cons and shit. And it's like, as people today, we still haven't come to figure out what all that shit means from all this time. You know what I'm saying? And we still making the same dumbass mistakes we was doing before. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, and that's just the crazy thing about it. But
no, this decade is definitely not morally sound at all.
Nah, that's definitely one of the most immoral fucking decades that we live in. Like, you know what I mean? But, because you think about it, you take what we do today, and the fucking crazy thing about it is that we are living damn near in almost in the 20s. You know what I'm saying? And we are in the 10s right now.
Yeah.
But just think about in 1920 and shit, like, these folk would not been having it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like depression for real. Oh, niggas living on the street. Like,
yeah, 1920s?
Yes, bro. Like,
I don't even want to think of what.
Life sucked.
Yeah.
Life sucked.
I believe it did.
Yeah. Life.
It wasn't no electricity. It wasn't like no. Like, it wasn't no. It wasn't cars around.
I mean, it was cars, but it was like.
What, you had to have wooden, some. The wooden wheel cars?
It was cars, but it was like you had to have some money, though. Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? Like. And it's like you got those two decades that people don't even think exist, like the 30s and 40s. Like, people don't even talk about those. They don't even exist.
Wasn't that like Hitler's time?
Nah, that was World War II, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't know.
Me neither.
Maybe the 30s.
Some bullshit that happened back in the 30s and 40s. That was America's black hole.
Yeah. That's maybe those were the moralist times, I guess. Because nothing happened that you could take away from it.
When was the Great Depression?
In the 20s.
But you know, it might have been, because that's when, like, right after the Great Depression, it, like, America was doing really good.
Yeah, that was the only come up, Wall Street and all that.
Yeah. You know what that might be?
Well, like I said, there's nothing I can think of really that was terribly bad besides
racism, obviously.
Yeah,
but I guess, I feel like back in the between the 30s, black people probably for the most part just stayed on their side and white people stayed on their side. I feel like the 40s probably when shit started mixing a little bit, because black folks started coming up, moving into white territory and shit.
Right. You know what? That makes true sense, because it was, I guess, a time for everybody to come up.
Yeah.
And like, damn, it makes me think now, like, if I could have a time machine, I would go to the probably 30s and 40s and see what the fuck was going on.
Black Wall Street?
Yeah, Black Wall Street came up, that was the 40s, wasn't it? Yeah, so, damn, now that you say that, that was a major come up time and probably a time in division right there.
But it probably was like black people was coming up, so they probably didn't even care about mingling with the white folks again. They probably like, we actually got our own banks, our own businesses. We spending our own black dollars. Ain't no need for them or they shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I want to find out though.
Right. We had to do some research and come back.
I need to see what the hell happened between the 30s and 40s.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, school system.
Right.
Y'all didn't touch on that long, did you?
I know, right? And that's another thing, too, is like, I wonder why nobody, because we know nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Like, Columbus didn't discover America. All this other kind of extra shit. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of.
But what?
No, when you don't that.
Oh. But what I was saying is, I don't understand why nobody has come forth and been like, look, well, we should definitely teach American history at school in a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Challenge the way America's basically set up in general, because that's what you'll be doing if you challenge the school.
I mean, why the fuck not? Why the fuck not? Because I mean, that kind of shit needs to be.
That probably did do that. Probably got a bullet to the brain already.
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure, but the nigga tried though. I mean, if the thing about it is, it makes sense though, because I mean, you were teaching kids that you were getting out of school for a day, Christopher Columbus Day. You're getting out of school for a dude who did absolutely nothing.
Who got on a boat?
Right.
If that's the case, then where's the ship that sunk?
Titanic.
Yeah, where's Titanic Day?
Like,
come on now, like, no.
Exactly.
You ain't think like I ain't gonna. Yeah, I don't celebrate.
Start that holiday.
I don't celebrate Columbus Day no more though.
Yeah, of course not.
Because it's fucked up.
It's fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, then the fact too is that Christopher Columbus was a dick.
And plus, like, we're celebrating a day for a nigga who basically got lost.
Right. And whose crew was like, you know what? We're tired of following you.
Yeah.
And you are not getting us anywhere, okay? And we're going to go this way.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, snap. We found some places. Cool. Let's stay here. You know what I'm saying? The dude is like, oh, cool. Here's Indochina. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to India, douche. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just did all that fucking work to come, like, basically a couple of miles away from where you already fucking were. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I didn't realize that shit. When you said the shit about Christopher Columbus, it made me think about the Native American politician in... I forgot. I need to start remembering the states and, like, just screenshot shit when I see it. But it's a Native American politician some in one of these states. He's, like, an actual 100% Indian. Like, 100% Native American. Like, and the people are trying to say that he's an illegal alien.
He's an illegal alien. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard it. You told me. Like,
that's literally the dumbest shit that has ever come out of a white person.
Oh, my God, bro. Like,
that's literally the dumbest shit that has ever come out of y'all.
That is so dumb.
That's why our...
So dumb.
Like, that's, like... Right. Up.
Because,
like,
they have their own reserved land, which is dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb.
That you gonna fraction us off a piece of our shit.
Right. And it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, this is your version, this is your little reserved land, and nobody else can go here, so on and so forth.
But us.
Yeah. But and it's like, what? Like, it makes absolutely no sense. The only issue, it's not really an issue, but
they
it's really...
at least give them, like, you know, because they don't pay taxes in the reservation, but they should also be, like, you know, if they want to go outside of the reservation, no fucking tax and fucking, like, you know, a discount.
Yeah. Well, here's...
I feel like Indians should be able to, besides killing and, like, robbing and looting and shit, Indians should be able to move around America however the fuck they want.
Exactly. Well, not only that... Well, two things I'm going to say about Native Americans or whatever. Thing one or whatever, yeah, they got a raw-ass deal. They did.
Yeah.
But them niggas suck at fucking negotiating. They still suck at negotiating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they do.
They're too passive.
Yeah, it's like...
That's why they're way too fucking... They way too fucking...
And the let alone that the... The one thing, too, is just like, I feel like if I was a Native American, I'd be like, look, I want a redo deal. Like, get the casinos back, all of that jazz. We want a redo deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want a fucking discount like motherfucking Africans and fucking Middle Eastern people get to open goddamn gas station up. Right. I want a discount to open a fucking buffet like Asians do. Or some extra shit like that. Like... Get it while you still can, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They trying to literally wipe the last little bit of 100% like Native American descent, like the ones that, like,
legit.
Like, still look like it and everything. Right. They trying to wipe y'all out, bro.
Yeah, and it's like, this is so crazy to consider. You know,
what they think that Dakota Pipeline shit was about? They know y'all still farm a lot, so they're trying to fuck your water up.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, let's try to fucking Flint, Michigan these days.
Yeah, since, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They'll notice it if we went over there and killed all of them.
Right, and it's like, this is crazy, the fact that, like, yeah, that they are on this little bit of land, and they don't, it's like that they have to go through so much.
To even keep that little bit.
Yeah, right? And it's like, damn, that's nuts. And it's like, the background to the different races and shit that's here in America is crazy shit. Like, you know, Asian people being in concentration camps and shit. And all that other kind of stuff. But it's like, that's... All that stuff is nuts. Like, that's nuts. And it's like, everybody... If you think about it, every race just about has got what they asked for. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, Asian friends, they're like, look, fuck's up. So on and so forth. We want... some restaurant money, we want, you know what I'm saying? Some hookups, some tax let-offs, and some other shit, or whatever. And they got it.
Yeah.
They got it. Think about, like...
the best education you can offer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then you think about it, like, before 9/11, all the extra shit or whatever, our people, they got discounts, you know what I'm saying, coming over to open up gas stations and all this shit, because they had access to oil and all that other shit.
Family connections back home.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, because you think about it, it's like, America did them bad. They're like, my bad. Sorry about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to fuck with you, okay? Like, give us a minute and we got you, all right? And so, that's what happened. And then you think about, you know what I'm saying, just about every race just about has gotten their due back in some aspects. Yeah. Except niggas. Niggas ain't really ever got this shit back.
My thing is, we want our Black Wall Street back. That's all we ask for.
Yeah. Like, really, I think the main thing Black people, as Black people, what we really want is the main to be recognized as not being as dumb as what you think we are.
Yeah.
And then being recognized for having respect as a race. You know what I'm saying? I think it's the main thing.
Yeah.
But as Black people, we be fucking that shit up for ourselves.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
Black people, we got the biggest egos. Our shit will get in the way a lot.
Exactly. And another thing is, Black people, they got to stop making stereotypes true sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do.
They're the most dominant male species.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, yes, we do dominate on a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But as far as collectively, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like, because where it matters, we don't dominate. The Black man does not dominate in life and in the business world. Yeah. Like, we the most aggressive and angry species. Like, the black man. But they not, like, I don't think they're, like, like, if you put a grown black man, grown black Asian, grown black white dude, grown black Indian, I don't think that black, like, if you put all of them in the interview for the same job, I don't think that black dude, his application that he looked at half as long as the other dudes will. Like, so right. I think that's the only reason that black, like, they gotta be so dominant in sports and other shit. Cause it's like, they ain't gonna take us serious in the office. They ain't gonna take us serious in the courtroom. But you gonna feel me on this court though. Right. I'm just fucking feel when I hit your ass. Like, I feel that's the only reason that they do it.
Yeah, I mean,
that'd be the only reason I would do it. like if they let me in the NFL.
I mean, this has been a long known fact too that Black people have to learn to dominate in the business world and shit like that. Because yes, we do dominate in the entertainment world and shit. And in the entertainment world, people want to be Black people.
Yeah, and that
shit's
been in our bloodline since
the beginning of time. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? We were the
every culture too, when you think about a Black white culture. Yeah. Entertainment. Indians, Asians, they all have like their parades and dances and all that shit.
Exactly.
Fucking Europeans ain't got shit like that.
Nah, I mean, and I think
taking over land, that isn't
fucking thing. Rats and diseases and shit. small Renaissance dicks.
You ain't taking Renaissance.
Damn, I still have never brought up that damn paint. I'm just saying.
It's, I think those are the most interesting things to look at, like at an art museum.
I mean, because there's so much detail in them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Like, they go ham on the detail, but at the end of that, I'm like, bro, what the fuck is going on? I just see a whole bunch of naked people trying to shake hands in this picture. Because it'd just be a whole bunch of people doing shit like this and with weird looks.
I mean, yeah. It was definitely some.
Like, the Sistine Chapel is dope, but.
And, like, the paintings are cool.
Like, certain shit from back then, like, their buildings is dope to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I like their buildings because whoever decided to, like, do all those little sculptures on all of those
gargoyles.
Yeah, like, all of that shit. Like, dope, them niggas are dope, and they work fast, because working with that concrete, that shit will harden up real fast.
Yeah.
So, like, they the shit. But, like, just the dude who painted porn.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, somebody need to go put a nanny cam in this nigga's room.
I mean, oh, man. I don't know, dude. Fucking, what is it? The Black culture of that, really, now that I think about it, doesn't really exist.
What?
of like there is no really like black Renaissance culture.
They have Louisiana gumbo and
that has nothing to do with their Renaissance culture.
Caribbean stuff. That's what they got.
I'm talking about Renaissance times in America. Oh, you're talking or about back whenever. Then?
I mean, back in the Renaissance time, we was in Africa.
Yeah, because I was about
to say. No, nigga, there was black people here still.
An armored like, black guy.
Because the Renaissance times took place all in America and shit, too, though.
Like early 1900s.
All of them were like Vikings.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess it was a few over here.
Because that was Vikings, you know?
Yeah.
The Renaissance had Vikings? Are you fucking sure? I don't know.
I know Vikings, you know, had the...
Like back...
The
like
horn hats and...
I think so. I mean, because the Vikings, they weren't in... They were in what... Were they in, like, Scotland or some shit like that?
You're talking about the
actual,
Vikings?
Yeah, the actual Vikings.
I think it was Scotland.
It was in one somewhere of the places like with the big fields and shit.
Yeah.
That's known for, like, their land hills and shit like that. When was the Renaissance era?
Well, no, okay, because the Renaissance era, yeah, that would have been the 14th and 17th was spanned between those centuries, is what I would think. Yeah. And then it went into, like, the Middle Ages. So, yeah, because that's called the Age of Enlightenment to modern history or whatever. Because that's when you get the Mona Lisa and all that kind of shit. And, what's the dude?
Yeah, the Mona Lisa. Yeah, but yeah, back then, I don't know them. Well, when you think about all them back then, art was really weird when you think about it. Because the Mona Lisa was a fucking dude painting himself as a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I ended up hearing that. And it's weird.
Yeah.
And then, well, the one thing I will say, though, I guess, is that, like, back then, all of the women were kind of like, kind of chubby with small boobies. You know what I'm saying?
Back then, everybody ate just straight meat.
Oh, yeah. They were getting down, for real.
Like, everybody were, like, it was meat and grapes. That's all they were eating back then.
And bread.
Yeah. So, yeah. It really wasn't that many skinny
fucking
folks.
Drinking mead. Yeah. What? Beer bellies and shit.
So, it really wasn't... It probably would be hard to find like an actual slim person.
Plus, I don't know. I get weirded out about the Renaissance time because I'm like, there's too many naked babies and shit around.
It's just like, too much weird shit going on back then.
It's extra weird.
Period. Like it was like people were dying left and right. Like not even from disease. Niggas was getting murked off back then.
Yeah. Right. Like, right, just like coughing, like consumption dead.
Yeah, and like you'll have like a like the like you like Caesar, like the dude that got stabbed.
Oh yeah.
And like you like that was back in like duels, like the time of duels and shit, like the Colosseum fights and shit.
Oh, you're talking like gladiator type shit. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, man. I don't know. Like that was some deep times. That was some deep times, dude.
I feel like that era probably would be cool to take a trip through, though.
Justice
was swift.
So many fucking clothes.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you see the picture of them, I feel like
niggas threw on everything they owned because they didn't know when they'd have to be up and dip out.
I guess because me, I'm like, man. I'm like a hot natured person. I don't want to be hot, so I'm like I'm walking around like Aladdin.
Warming wasn't big of an issue back then, probably.
Yeah, but air conditions didn't exist either.
You're right.
And fans were fucking.
Yeah, even the water was.
Yeah. Hot. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying, you use the damn horse's tail to fan you and shit. I'm straight. I'm good. Like those are the times that probably definitely sucked, for sure, to live in.
Until it came time to eat. Those tables look like a straight buffet each time.
Much time. Like,
food was in abundance back then. And the hunters were on point.
Could you think about it? Think about, like, I would like to go back to that time and be like, who is The fucking weed man. Where's the weed man? Because the weed man has this nigga draw naked people. Bro, his hunt game is definitely on point this week. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the deaf dude playing the piano and shit.
Right, right. This dude has made a guitar out of a cantaloupe. Like, what's going on for real? Everybody's inventive right now.
But that's because, I don't even think folks was just a bunch of alcoholics back then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, because, how they talk about all the philosophers, right. It was like, damn, them niggas went up with a bunch of drunk, naked shit. I didn't think about that until I, took a philosophy course for my mom. When I don't even know what degree she was going to get, but she was going to get it was one of her business degrees. And I like philosophy and shit, so I took her course. I took the whole philosophy course for her, and I was like, you know what? These niggas talking a whole bunch of hogwash.
Right.
Like, once you break down the shit between, Aristotle and Plato and shit, I was like, this shit honestly don't make sense. It's almost like reading the 48 Laws of Power book. And I thought that was one of the greatest books of all time until I broke it down. Like, this dude's full of shit. How did one of the most prolific books in American business history, the dude who wrote it is only worth $2-3 million. The niggas who reading the book got more money than him.
Exactly, bro. I mean, a lot of times those self-help books be like that. I mean, those self-help books are there to help you figure a way to help the person who made the book get some fucking money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I learned that a long time ago. Cause I used to get those books. I'm like, man, I'm gonna get this book. I'm gonna be fucking get the money.
Nigga, I read the first chapter of that book and I was like, this dude full of shit.
Yep. Cause as far as, I guess you say, black culture goes, you know what I'm saying? Back to when we were talking about as far as business and shit like that, it's like if you are not business oriented, you're gonna get played every time. Yeah. And if you look through black history, niggas get played left and right. Like, but the majority of every fucking black movie that's like, this dude came up from whatever to be so-and-so, whatever. Either, one, the manager was fucking him over, or some shit like that, or whoever was helping him was fucking him over. Two, the main thing is because a lot of times they don't take the time to figure out the business or the information part of it that's needed.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. It's like, shit, I'm the talent, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing it.
That's when that ego kick in.
Exactly. And, we got to stop doing that type of shit. We got to stop doing this shit. We got to do the fucking logistics and work first. Yeah. And then go to the extra part. You know what I'm saying? Because, if not, bro, we're going to continue to keep being where we at. And people going to continue to keep looking at us like that's what we're here for, is just entertainment only. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's what, I mean, niggas do. I mean, even nowadays, you got niggas doing that shit that don't want to try to own nothing. They just want to try to get a quick bag real quick.
Right.
Especially in the music industry. And the only nigga that said, you know what, fuck that, I'm gonna try to go a different route was Chance.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else who even claimed to be an independent artist is signed to a deal in some kind of way.
Right. I mean, and the thing is too, even with Chance and shit, you know what I mean, is the fact that, some of them, even Chance himself, he got lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's
lost
like
in the sauce.
He got too busy being a rap game little brother. He don't make music no
what
damn more.
What are you
more.
Talking yeah.
about? Chance the rapper. He's the rap game's little brother.
Oh.
So it's like,
no, he's not the game's little brother for real. I'm just saying he's the little brother of the rap game.
But
don't start that rumor.
The thing with Chance though is Chance, he is self-made. You know what I mean? And all that. It's just Chance, he just gotta keep putting out music though.
Not keep, he need to start putting out music again.
yeah, right. That he definitely does. And shit.
Good.
I Because that's how, you know, you can fund your stuff to be better. But, I don't know. I just, it's too many. It's too many famous black people or whatever who don't put it out there like it should be.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The one I say and the ones doing that, this thing, Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Okay, I'm going to put it like this. As when it comes to, I'm going to put Kevin as an actor now, too. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to actors, comedians, and shit like that in the black community, Kevin Hart is out here killing it. Yeah. For real. And dude out here putting in the fucking work to prove the shit.
He's putting in mad hours.
Bruh, like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I don't care if you like dude, you think he funny or not, but you have to mad respect dude fucking work ethic, though. Yeah. It's like, dude got YouTube shows. Dude got shit on regular TV. He got shit on basic cable.
He got a whole, you know that movie? The movie that just came out, Night School?
Yeah.
That's his movie.
I know.
Like, and it's the number one movie out right now. Exactly. So you can say whatever you want. And dude, then finna be the Black Oprah. I mean, not the Black Oprah, but the male Oprah. Fuck Tyler Perry.
Bruh. You know something else? And I don't give a fuck what nobody else has to say about it. But Tiffany Haddish, you can't knock Tiffany Haddish's work ethic either, bro.
I tried to, like, but once somebody broke it down, so I was like, all right.
Man, you can't deny it. I'll give her coin. You can't deny it, but 2018, I think she's gonna be in almost like 27 movies in 2018. Like,
it's a female Kevin Hart movie.
She is, bro. I'm telling you, she is the female Kevin Hart, and that's why I thought about it. I thought about it long and kind of slick, deep about it, because I thought I was like, okay. Maybe when Cat Williams had some of that shit he was saying, maybe it had some legitimacy to it to stick. But now I think about it, I'm like, bro, we in 2018. It's almost 2019. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, who give a fuck about, like, you was on stage, you did this, you did that, or whatever. Yeah. It's about what the fuck work you doing, regardless. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, don't nobody care about what you said you have done or who you did it with, because some of the people you said you did shit with, they still working.
Right. So, exactly. And then it's like, you're the whole point of doing any of that, it's like leveling up. It's like, if you being to do stand up, you trying to go from stand up to doing your own show or doing your own special or so on and so forth. You trying to level up from that to hosting some shit, and then to level up from that to doing something else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's like, Kevin Hart, he doing it. Tiffany Haddish, she everywhere, bro. And like you said, she is. She's the female Kevin Hart, bro. And I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Like, she's slick funny, you know what I mean? And all that. And she setting an example too for black girls, black females too, and black community.
Yeah.
Too, that is like, shit, yeah, you can come from the mud and shit, but you gotta put in this work. Yeah. Like, you gotta put in this work to get where you at. Like, and then the fact that it's like Tiffany Haddish, like, she's so real. The fact, like, even like the thing with the dress and shit, like her wearing the same dress and doing all that shit. But it's like, that's common sense. It's like, it's real as fuck. I was like, why would you keep buying? You got the money now, but why would you keep doing that? Because you don't know if you're going to have that money tomorrow. You don't know that.
And even if you do, why?
Right. That's the question. Why?
I bought this dress because I like this motherfucker. Of course I'm wearing more one time.
Right. And it's like, but people outside that type of an industry and shit, they don't get the due respect when they keep it real like that. Like, that's why I feel to some aspects, people fell off of, like, Boosie and shit. Because Boosie be keeping it real. He said some extra real stuff. Right? Said, he was like, how can you be... He's like, you hear these rappers, he's like, you can't rap full time and be selling drugs. He's like, can't do that shit. It's impossible. Too busy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're really doing something, so you're doing one or the other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, that is true. It is true. So, you know, I don't know. It's the ones that should be putting it out, that are putting it out, they'll get the recognition, and then they get the recognition for the ratchetry shit that they do, or whatever. Like, kind of like Beyonce, for instance. Beyonce always was for like, yeah, black people, this and blah, blah. And to some aspects, she still do, but you can tell that she's just like, you know what? Plug it. Like, I ain't gonna keep on with it. I just kind of, just gonna give up. I'm just gonna do some ratchet shit and get some money.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, that is what she definitely ain't. She's definitely writing her own music now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the times, it's like little shit be trying to, it's little shit that people do that try to show you, and it's like the black community sometimes take the shit and just flip it way the fuck around. You know what I'm saying? It's like the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I had got from that and shit was two things. Colin Kaepernick basically being like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, like, you can do basically whatever. You know what I'm saying? Black or white, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever, but especially being black, you don't got to just limit yourself basically to one thing. If you got a dream for something else, do the shit, basically. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, black people be like, well, it's the sports or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're going to get famous off of or some shit or whatever. And it's like, we have totally lost them times of where people are like, you know what I'm saying, Thurgood Marshalls and all the other kind of shit or whatever, you know what I mean? But we don't, that is the times that we need.
I mean, because when you think, I mean, folks ain't showing their kids that it's more than, more than a couple different ways to make something like yourself.
Right. And then two, the people, I think it's the fucking people who make records now, you know what I'm saying, or break records and shit for stuff. It's like these people are the examples of what black history is now. And it's like, fucking Lil Wayne broke Elvis's records and shit or whatever. So now he is the top black person to ever do this and so on and so forth. So it's like, not saying like Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne's a great example to some aspect for black people. You know what I'm saying? Because he is a business oriented person and shit like that. He is
to a certain extent, because he did let Birdman fuck him out of $50 million.
Yeah, true. But he quadrupled that damn near with that coming out, even over 6 years.
I was going to say, 15 years later.
you know what I'm saying? It's, I guess, all about who we teaching or whatever kids about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like me, I would probably prefer to teach my kids, like, be like a Thurgood Marshall or a fucking, or a, not Bill Cosby with a hot dog to the face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or like a, I can't think of the fucking nigga's name. Be like a Lawrence Fishburne or some shit. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's like, what I'm saying. Why can't we have more dads like Lawrence Fishburne in the movies? Because I don't know. Lawrence Fishburne in the movies as a dad was the black dad that every little black boy needs.
Right. And you know what? Even now that you say that too, I'm going to say another one. Another one would be fucking Anthony Anderson too.
I fuck with Anthony Anderson. Didn't know him and Serena Riz all came from the same neighborhood, in the same time. Yeah, him, Serena Williams, like fucking Ice Cube, all of them from the same area of Compton. That all of them grew up around the same time. Nice. Because Anthony Anderson said he used to walk to school, or like he used to be walking in his neighborhood and see Serena Williams and their dad had them at the only tennis court in Compton.
Yeah.
And he was like the drug dealers that used to like protect people from like fucking with them because they knew that they was gonna make it out of Compton or whatever.
That's what's up though.
Her dad said he got his teeth knocked out of Compton, like somebody tried to steal their tennis rackets.
Damn.
But he wasn't going for that shit.
Nope, I haven't.
He stealing my goddamn daughter's tennis rackets. Just think if he would have let them niggas take them tennis rackets.
History, bro. That's what I'm saying. History, man.
And the nigga that tried to steal those tennis rackets, you are a fuck nigga.
Right. And look at you now.
You probably still standing tennis rackets.
Right. Still don't know how to play tennis, rack ass nigga. But yeah, bro, I mean, yeah, we need more shit like this.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne. And
I guess his mom's like Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one too. Yeah. Mom.
Not fucking Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne loves got to do with it, Angela Bassett, Lawrence Fishburne.
Not the crazy stabbing, yeah. Run you over with the car type.
Yeah, I mean, Boys in the Hood, Lawrence Fishburne, and maybe, like, Biggie's mom, Angela Bassett.
And I would say Lawrence Fishburne from Matrix, too, because he was kind of serious nigga.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. And he was a teacher in that movie. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah. And then, or we need
Cicely Tyson, shit like that.
I forget what her name is. And I'm going to be super pissed off because I can't think about it. But, you know, the Pam, you know what I'm saying? Also played in the adaptation of Everybody Hates Chris. She played Chris's mom.
I heard in real life her folks is mad ratchet. Bougie ratchet.
Maybe.
Well, I've never seen her in a mom role.
Well, I mean, she plays a good mom role in that. Because that's the type of mom
that you... Oh, you're talking about the show Everybody Hates Chris?
Yeah.
I hate that show. I hate that TV show.
The funny thing is, I'm not a Chris Rock fan. I hate Chris Rock. But I like the show.
I hate Chris Rock. I honestly don't even know why. I just know he's not funny and I don't fuck with him.
We need more Wayne Brady's.
Who the fuck is that?
You know Wayne Brady?
No.
What?
I mean, I've heard the name.
Black Wayne Brady from...
You just watched him on it. Whose Line Is It Anyway? The black dude.
No, fuck him.
No, no, bro.
Everybody that was on that show.
No.
Whichever one was Wayne Brady, no. The hell with you two.
Bruh, no. We need more Wayne Brady.
What are y'all doing over there?
We need that. Definitely. Yeah, man. I definitely feel where you come from. And shit on that. There's a lot of, I don't know. There's a lot of different ones. Probably missed a lot of people.
Y'all hit us up and let us know the best morally sound period of America that you think.
Yeah.
And who do you think are the best role models for black parents as far as movies go? Not your fucking parents.
Right.
We're talking about movies.
And not even just movies. Or I guess like black parents. But just like new black role models.
Harriet, you know, Tubman, know? Then. If we just naming people.
Well, no. What I'm saying, it needs to be of...
She a type of person.
Not to say that these niggas went out of date, but I'm just saying some up-to-date people. I'm saying. Those niggas don't go out of style, but you know what I'm talking about.
You talking about the lady that freed a slave? You appreciate the thing of somebody's dead.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm just saying, black Twitter gonna have a field day with that one. But, yeah.
But yeah, for sure though. Yeah, let us know what y'all think. And we are out.